Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not. I'm the host. You're not. But guess what? I'm student produced. If my student don't show up, I'm staying in the bed. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Emerson.
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
For, all right. Our two lines. Our main line here is 244-WBGS 244-9234. Hey, you can call in if you want to. We can take calls on this show. So welcome School Talk once again for our 20th year.
Yeah.
Since 2003, I had an afro, didn't have this stuff here, and I had more hair. Had more sense back then. No, I did not. Good morning, Max. How you doing?
I'm doing good because it's Friday.
Hey, you know what that means, don't you? You got to come cut my grass tomorrow.
Oh, wow. See, now I know why you got student producers. Yeah. It wasn't to produce your show.
That's
no,
right.
It's for labor.
But I know good and well it won't happen because your mom and dad got you doing so many things at home, and you're just a busy person.
Yeah.
So what's that for the weekend?
So this week it's going to be a lot of studying for us because we have soccer games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. So we'll be getting some film and getting ready for that, and then also preparing for the football game next Friday.
You calling it?
Yeah.
Hey, who's playing?
So it'll be Ben Davis versus Brownsburg.
Wow.
It'll be live right here on Giant 90.9. Hey,
looking forward to it?
Yes, I am.
Man, it's got to be exciting.
It is.
You ever worry about messing up?
Yeah, but you just don't mess up, and then you won't have to worry about it.
I mean, you got soccer.
Yeah.
And you got football.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, don't they still call soccer football in some parts of the world?
Yeah, but I've been doing soccer long enough. I don't think I'll make that mistake.
I hope not. That's golf. Never mind. So I already made the mistake. Well, so you got that going on. I got folks in the band tonight, the day I'm going to talk about. So what's happening with the other kids on the thing? We call the...
Wayne Township Community Day will be August 27th at the Sam's Club on Rockville Road. You'll be there, hopefully, to cover it. I talked about it already, but football returns to Ben Davis. Actually, tonight they have the scrimmage, but the regular season begins next Friday, August 19th at 7 p.m. with Brownsburg at Ben Davis. Again, you'll hear it right here on Giant 90.9. Our social medias are at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok, at Giant 90.9. All of our podcasts, including this one, are on audioboom.com. And School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Hey, that's the thing we call the big board. Always got something going on at Ben Davis High School. Always got something going on. These students are totally, totally involved in stuff. And one group of kids, and I'm 67, so I still call our scholars kids. I think everybody in school is probably younger than me, so they're probably all kids, including the teachers. But they always, the band kids, always involved in something. And those are some of the greatest parents I know because the kids are always involved in something. So therefore, the parents are always involved in something. So today, in our studios, we have the individuals from the Ben Davis Marching Band. And push that magic button for the director of the magic band, Mr. Patrick Van Arsdale. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. And you brought a couple of students with you.
Yes, I did.
So we always want to introduce my students because if my students don't show up, then I got a day off.
Same.
Ain't that kind of crazy?
It is.
No, we're dependent on our kids, on the students, because if they don't show and don't come in school when we don't have things to do here at the school.
It makes it really hard to do our job when they don't show up.
It really does. But I don't think, teacher, I don't think you understand it. I don't think the kids really understand how important their presence is here in school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's so much for them to do, especially in the band program.
It
and,
is. It is. We're going to jump right in. So let's introduce who we got here. Go ahead, teach. Go ahead. I got the names there, but I'm going to let them do it. But who's in my studio? And give me your name. That's your name, college, and what grade you're in. Yeah.
My name is Anthony Gay. I'm a senior, and I want to go to either IU Bloomington or IU PUI.
Now, what's the difference between the two? Why are you going? You can put the mic closer to you. Why is it different between the two? I mean, because once you get done, you're going to have an IU degree.
Honestly, for me, it's just the campus that's different, and IU Bloomington's much farther away than IU PUI.
Smart answer. And that's always the best answer. My daughters have IU degrees. Sorry, Kentucky. My daughters have IU degrees. And one of them started, one started IU Bloomington, and she finished IU here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and she got an IU degree, and I'm so happy. And then my other two daughters, one went to Hampton, and she finished IU. And the other one started at IU downtown and finished here in IU. So IU is a great school. And so is University of Kentucky.
That's right.
Actually, secondary education is the bomb. You need to get some type of secondary education. If you're not going to be college, a trade school, something, just don't rely on your high school diploma. And that's a whole new different show. Also in the studios, I have Mr. I'm not an animal. Go ahead.
Ryan Summers. I'm a senior, and I want to go to Butler University.
Butler. Bulldogs. Yeah. What do you want to major in?
Biology.
Biology? No, I didn't ask Anthony what you wanted to major in. What you want to major in?
I want to major in psychology.
Woo. Okay. Now, you should listen to my show every Friday. You know, just listen to my show and try to psychoanalyze me, because I don't think there's probably something in your book. As you could probably, you know, Mr. Allen has this condition that when he opens his mouth, he never knows what's going to come out, you know. And then he thinks he's a young person because he's around young folks all the time, and they keep him young. But that's the fact. We're also glad to have both of you here on the show today. Now, in the band, all right, Anthony, what do you do? What's your position in the band?
I am brass captain.
Okay, brass. Now, when I was in the military, we had brass. It was my belt. It was my buttons. And I had to polish all of my brass. So are you telling me Mr. Van Arsdell got you walking around shining all the instruments?
No.
I'm sorry, my bad. So explain. I'm sorry. I'm old, so.
I basically help the directors manage all of the brass members, like the trumpets, the mellophones, the tubas, the trombones, the baritones.
Okay. Is tenor sax part of the brass?
No.
That's why I didn't make it in band. Ah, man. I was playing the sax at the wrong time. Ah, man. Okay, Ryan, what are you doing with the band?
I'm the woodwind captain and the alto section leader.
Woodwind captain. Alto sax?
Yes.
I know something about this. That's the smaller one compared to the tenor sax.
Yes.
And really small compared to the baritone sax.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big old sax. Can you play the tenor?
I can't. That's why I just went with the alto.
What is the difference? Okay, now, is it just... Now, I've tried to play the alto, and I seem like I couldn't get enough wind. I don't know. Maybe that was it. Or I couldn't get my lips to go the right way. I don't know. So why? Maybe a teacher can tell me, Mr. Renner. Why is it different between the alto sax and the tenor sax? Is this difference in the technique or something?
It's a lot about the embouchure and how you form your mouth around the reed.
It's my lips.
most likely, yeah.
It's just too doggone big. But I taught myself how to play sax. And when I was 18 years old, I played in the band. And here's the fact. When I joined the Marine Corps when I was 18, the person that replaced me was Lynn Free on tenor sax. That same year, they opened up for Ray Charles. I'm in Marine Corps boot camp. That drives me nuts every single day. The year I joined the Marines, the band I was playing would open for Ray Charles. And I've been depressed ever since then. I went to my... So, see, like I said, Anthony, I'm a case. See, you can study me and get an A in your class before you even get to your class. But I taught myself how to play sax, and then when I was overseas, I called a med cruise, I taught myself how to play the flute. We call correspondence courses. But I can't play either one now because I got nerve damage in my left hand, so my left hand doesn't operate, so I can't play my sax or my flute. Now I am depressed. I do need a psychiatrist. He talked to me. What am I going to do? Anyway, Patrick Van Arsdale.
Yes.
When did it all start for you?
Oh, man.
Now started, you're a band director, so you didn't just wake up and be a band director.
No, but I am from a family of musicians. So my mother was a elementary school band director for about 37 years. Yeah, so kind of followed in her footsteps. I never thought that would happen. Wow. You know, when I was young, growing up, people were like, oh, are you going to be just like your mom, going to be a band director? And I was like, oh, absolutely not. And then here I am. So, yeah, I started playing piano when I was in about like first grade, and then I picked up trumpet in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Played all the way through high school, went to the University of Kentucky as a major in music ed, and now I'm here with my this is I think my ninth year overall teaching and sixth year here at Ben
Push
Davis.
That magic button. So. Yeah. That is awesome. Music, and this is like the open floor to jump off. Music is so bare white voice, so special.
Yeah.
And I want you three just to take a moment there. I'm gonna get into your activity. You got a lot of things going on. Why is to you music just so special? And Jeff, just jump on in. Anthony and Ryan, just jump, you only had an invitation. Why is music so special to you?
Mostly for me, it's just an outlet for creativity, mostly in like jazz class where we can just play whatever we want and just mostly have fun with it.
Yeah. Anthony?
For me, it's much of the same. I just enjoy making sounds, and when the sounds sound good together, then it makes me really happy. It makes me happy to have my music make somebody else happy.
Man, that is deep. That's deep. Peach?
It's the universal language. No matter where you're from in the world, music hits you in your soul. It's just part of our being. And that's something really special. I might not be able to communicate with you with words, but we can communicate with music.
Oh boy! So yeah. So are you young men out there trying to woo somebody when you can't get your Barry White on? Just grab that alto saxophone, go my white nail not on you not, and then you'll be in trouble. But anyway, the Ben Davis Band is one of the longest running traditions of Ben Davis High School, over 100 years.
That's right.
I mean, I'm 67. I mean, y'all been around, do the math, 33, something like that? What's the math? Who's in my corner? Who's in my corner over there? Who's in my corner? What's Robert? Yeah. Robert's in my corner. I mean, what's 67 from 100? Do the math. What's 43, 45, 37, 33, 34, 33, something like that? I don't know. I'm old. Robert's still asleep. Robert's saying, what? I love every once in a while, I take a student in the corner and just ask him random questions that he don't think I'm going to do. And then and I get the same response. I love it. Every year I've done this, my man in the corner. Thank you, Robert. Good job. I was, yeah, I'm going to get you, Mr. Allen. No. So last time the Ben Davis Giants performed was when? As a collective?
Last year. So why is it?
Is it because this is a new year?
This is a new year.
Boy, I'm so smart. Push the magic button for the host, boy. He's got two in a row. Right. Yeah, so you've been doing it a long time. So what's coming up next?
So we've got a lot of things coming up. We are preparing for our competition season. And so we've been working hard throughout the spring and summer. The kids have been here all summer working their butts off. We'll be debuting the first movement of our show at the football game next Friday. So come on out and cheer on the football team as well as stay for halftime and check out the Marching Giants. We're just getting ready for our competition season that will run from now until November.
Okay. I hear the bands a lot. When they have the competition over here, because I live right across the street.
Yeah.
And it sounds beautiful. If you want to have a show, I mean, I've actually thought about taking my chair, parking over at the elementary school, and just watch the folks in the band in the parking lot, because it's so beautiful seeing them practice before they even get to the competition. It is so awesome. I read somewhere, either last year or year before, the halftime show was called Funkadelic.
Yeah, so that was one of our shows we did. We call it our COVID show. So competitions for that year were canceled.
Okay.
And we honestly didn't know if we'd be able to do marching band at all. And luckily, we got to go ahead and we did a more of like a college style halftime show.
Okay.
And just played just played some of the great great hits. Gosh, it was so long. I can't remember. What did we play? We played...
I feel good.
Okay.
We did...
Well, Anthony, jump in there. Now, I told you it's conversations. You got, you know the song? Just drop in there. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
I want to see this.
Yes, we'll have to send you the link.
Please,
If you actually go search my name, okay. And then that's kind of like our Giants account, and
okay.
It's got some of the videos up there,
okay.
From the season. Man, that was a fun show, and I'm terrible at names of pieces, which is weird as a band director, but.
But you do them. That's the main
thing. Yeah, we do them, man. Yeah, we're playing. I can sing it to you all day long, but
it's a radio show. You can sing on this show.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I don't know if you want to hear me sing.
No worse than me. No worse than me. Max be pushing buttons. I start singing. Max start pushing commercials and stuff. You know, trying to drown me out. And you know, Max is a producer. He's just producing sounds and stuff. Max be making funny sounds too. How about you, Robert? Never mind. I'll leave Robert alone. But got some new uniforms.
Was it last year or this year? So last year we did just a show specific shirts. So okay. It was just a top that just went along with our theme last year. We'll have something very similar this year. And then we've been very fortunate that the district was able to get us new uniforms that will come next year. Yeah. New traditional uniforms.
Now, something that I know something about, and that's the mattresses.
Yeah.
You see, because that's where I work at a place that sells mattresses when I'm about 2-3 days a week. But you guys got a fundraiser going on.
We've got a huge fundraiser.
Tell me more
about
this fundraiser.
Yeah, so on, let me make sure I got my notes so I don't screw this up for you. On August 28th.
I got a computer. You think this stuff is ad-lib?
Right, now I got to come prepared. So on Sunday, August 28th, we will be hosting our first annual mattress sale, and that'll be from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. There are lots of the great brand products that'll be on sale. Simmons, Beautyrest, Therapeutic, Englander, and they're all up to 50% off our retail cost. And... it helps the band, so we this will be a pretty big fundraiser for us. So if you need a new sleep setup, come down to the high school. You'll enter door one, and you'll help the band out. Make sure to refer your favorite band student. They'll get a little extra money for their band account So yeah, it's gonna be a really great fundraiser for us.
I remember one time, it was a couple of years ago, we had a big old issue where we had some politicians who talked about music wasn't important in school. And I'm so old, I don't remember what year it was, but they were saying, and this is Emerson talking, that music wasn't, we didn't need music programs in schools, and we don't need to fund those music programs. I was so mad during that year. I don't know what year it was. I probably needed some psychiatry, some consultation. But anyway, even now though, your programs, they're funded by the education system, but still, you got to do a lot on your own.
Right.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to do tons of fundraisers. We've got from now until the mattress sale, we've got like three other fundraisers going on, and so everything we can do to just spread awareness about the band program and help our students raise some fees to help pay for the thing we do, which is marching band and all that.
And the reason why this is important to me is because band to me is like sport.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
And you can contest to that. It's like, okay, in sports, the habits that you develop, you can use or will be using for sure in life.
Absolutely.
The habits that these young scholars develop in band will transfer when they're out there in the real world.
Yeah.
And it's tough out there.
Yeah.
It's nasty out there. But it's great. It's beautiful all at the same time. It's like George Carlin. That's another show. But it's like, if you know George Carlin. But it's like the skills that you guys teach and the things that the kids get. And I wonder, and I just wonder, Anthony and Ryan, can you tell me, do you see what I'm saying? Can you smell what rock is smoking? No, no, no.
Cooking.
Look at Max. Do you see what I'm saying when I talk about the things that you learned in band, how it how it will transfer over to your life. And it has it.
Yes, for me, definitely. I used to be very shy. I wouldn't be talking to many people in the band. But band just has a way of making you just get involved and get talk to other students, especially during our winter season. Our winter season did a lot for me as a musician.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
I wasn't involved in the winter season as much because I was doing, you know, show band.
But you're a senior.
Yeah, I'm a senior.
So sophomore? Was you in band?
Yes, I did band all the way through high school.
That's what I'm saying. But go ahead.
It does help a lot. I play out more. Like in 7th, 8th grade, you could barely hear me play. And I play, what is it, the most annoying instrument out there? And nobody heard me. So apparently now people can actually start to hear me.
You got solos?
So I guess I have a voice now in the band. I'm trying to play more and sound better every day. So,
are you trying to tell me back in the day you played solo, nobody heard you?
Yes.
Don't do that. No. Don't do that. I'm gonna say a couple words, and you tell me how this relates to you in band. And all three of y'all can jump in on this one. Being in the band supports. This is good for my psychiatrist doctor over here. Being in the band supports efficient brain processing. Think about that.
Yes.
Go ahead, T.
Music in general, not just band, you know, we can relate this to choir and orchestra and theater as well. When we're doing music, it's a bunch of different things at the same time. It's a second language. It's a foreign language. It's math. It's science, you know. And then also it's just taking care of your emotional, you know, needs as well. And so it's all these things at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep. That is deep. And that reminds me of life. Because it's always, everything's going on. You're dealing with... Ryan, and you're dealing with studies. You guys got tests, right?
Some type of test. The test really is playing the music.
But you got homework.
Oh, yeah.
You got chores at home.
Yeah.
You got friends you still got to talk to. And you still got to get some sleep. and you still got to eat. And you still got to wash up. All these things. You better wash up. But all these, like Pigpen. Yeah, mommy, just got my blanket. You know, you'd be in trouble. You're out in Dean's office. But all these things, so therefore life is a box of chocolates to a whole bunch of stuff. Never know what you want to get. That's a new show, too. Encourages self-expression. Anthony? Hey, I'm in your belly with.
So self-expression?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more of a classical player. Even though I enjoy playing jazz, I'm not super good at it.
Do you go loose on it? Can jazz, like, it's free, so therefore you can just... and still be right in there?
I mean, yeah, but most of the time you have to stay within a specific key, and the key will change depending on what measure it is.
I like the key of F. Just funky. But go ahead.
That's why I prefer classical music, because it doesn't change keys. My brain doesn't work fast enough to be able to deal with key changes as quickly as other people.
Okay. All right. Ryan? Same question, expression, self-expression. But you talk about jazz. Now, jazz, that's jazz.
Yeah, there
is. That's jazz.
There's a lot more expression in jazz, because in classical, you're just reading what's off the page. But jazz, you have all these options. You can create whatever you want. You can do thirds. You can do triads. You can whatever you want.
You just do the Effie. The key of F, get funky with it.
Okay, yes. It's that, just whatever you want to make, and however you feel that day, you can just express it in your playing.
That's cool. Does it lower stress levels?
Absolutely. I feel so much better whenever I'm in the band room. Like half my day is actually in the band room this year. So I'm just chill all the time now.
Anthony, what are you thinking?
It's definitely something that makes me really happy. Most of my days, well, at least half of my day is also spent here as well. after a marching band practice, I'll get in the car with my mom, and she just, if you talk to her after we get home and I've went to my room, she's went to hers, she would 100% all the time say that I'm like a completely different person because marching band makes me so happy. Because when I'm at home, not being involved with band, I don't really talk to people. Like, I don't talk to my family as much as I should. I talk to my mom and my brother.
Some texts, though. You don't be in your room, your mom downstairs, and you send her a text, say, what's for dinner? You don't do that, do you? No, come on, Nathalie.
No.
You're the same house.
Normally, I just eat whatever they cook. Like, I talk to my family whenever they want me to talk to them.
That's what I do in my house. You're normal, kid.
I definitely talk to my brother the most. But after practice, me and my mom, we're both band geeks. We just start talking about what happened at practice that day. We both start talking about what I did and what I sucked at. She would definitely say that I'm a completely different person when I'm coming home from practice because it's just, I'm so excited. My adrenaline's still pumping from practice, and I'm just so excited, honestly. I'm just very excited all the time at practice.
Ryan, adding to jump my next question, it was how your parents feel about you being in band. Because she told me, that was my next question, but she jumped in, and I love it. See, her brain's really moving fast. She already knew what I was going to say. See, just that psychiatry part of her, y'all. She's already psyched me out. She already knows what I'm going to say. So, Mom, Pops, Ryan, what do you think? Are your parents, they're band brats?
My mom, she went to New Haven in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
She marched her entire high school career.
Get out of here.
And she loved it, but...
Did she ever stop? That's a lot of marching, boy. She go, every day, I'm just kidding. I'm stupid, but go ahead.
Yeah, she loved marching band, and she loves that I do it, and it's amazing. And my little brother is in it too. So
get out of here. Yeah, you stay. But that is great.
Yeah, she's just super excited for us. And my dad, he never did marching band or played an instrument, but he still comes to every show. And
he's a fan.
Yeah,
I mean, he can't help it.
No,
plus he got drivers too.
Great opportunity to see
your kids. I mean, to see your kids involved in something that they love is huge, and then to see them. See your kids follow in your footprints, Teach, is huge. Huge when you see that, because you don't know. You're trying to figure this out, what you want to do in life. And Ms. Renard, I don't know what you thought you wanted to do when you were Ryan and Anthony's age, but to come full circle where you're at, just talk real quick about the importance of parent involvement.
It's massively important. A lot of the stuff doesn't happen without our parents. Our parents are building the props. They're making sure they get the trucks loaded. For instance, Anthony's mom is kind of head of our uniform crew. Yeah. So his mom is so important in making sure that we look good.
You gotta look good playing music, y'all.
and what? So the parent involvement is just so critical, and it means a lot to the students. So without Ryan and Anthony's parents not being in the stands, or all the other students not being in the stands, you know, they take a look at that and they go. When they're there, they go, yeah, they really support what I'm doing, and they really support this thing I'm a part of, and they know it's important to them. And just seeing kind of them grow into their true selves through this program, seeing Anthony and Ryan really kind of grow up to, you know, just blossom to the true people they can be. That's testament to, and definitely their case, their parents' involvement and their total support of both of them. Really cool.
The students are the stars.
They are.
Folks, my artists, don't get this wrong. But just think, though, Mr. Brent Arstar, just think. Now, what did your mom do?
She's a band director. She's a band director.
Yeah, you're a little younger than me, but older than our students. And then when you look at your students and you see that their parent involvement, and you look at yourself and you see your parent involved and where you and how you and where you are right now, that's got to put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
I mean, like wrap around four or five times, you know, look kind of crazy, but you have your smile going on your head about four times. But just to have a smile that huge, it just, and this is one last question before I ask one more last question is, to the educators out there and to the naysayers out there, the educators already know how important music is, but the naysayers that says that music is not important, in a polite way, say something to them.
Well, it's just not true. And I think of this with all of our extracurriculars. So music, band, orchestra, choir. But then everything that the students are doing here at WBDG and then BDTV and the classes that are offered in like the Career Center, these are the classes that really, really help our students become their true selves, that kind of help unlock their true potential.
Yeah.
And, you know, I totally believe that all the core subjects are so, so important, but so are these, the electives. Yeah. The electives are just as important. Our students need those. It is proven that our students thrive better academically in the core subjects. Ooh. If they're a part of band, choir, and orchestra, if they're part of the electives, that they're really part of the school community. They're doing sports. They're taking part in multiple things. We've got kids that are in band but also are on the soccer team. We've got kids that are on the volleyball team, and we've got kids in class that are on the football team. And those are our best students because they're expanding themselves. They are making themselves part of the school community. And it's just, I can't recommend enough to our parents out there. You have to let your students do as many things as they want to try.
Yeah.
Let them try and let them fail at it. Let them, you know, because that's how we'll succeed in the end.
Wow.
We've got to have these electives. We've got to have the. It's just so, so important.
And y'all can help with the fundraiser. The fundraiser is going on. A little more information before we close.
Yep. August 28th, Sunday, August 28th, here at Ben Davis in the Commons. So enter door one. That's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you'd like more information, text BD Bands to 765-244-6229.
Get in when you can fit in, y'all. And he's so right about involvement, because if I had Giant 90.9 back in 1971 at my high school when I was in Terre Haute, I would not have dropped out of high school at 18. I would have been in radio, and I would have been, I don't know where I would be, but I know I would have been in radio back in 1971. So it is so, so true. So awesome. So I thank you guys for coming in, Anthony, Ryan, and the teacher, Mr. Van Aster. He's just so awesome. Awesome program. Keep it up. Have a good practice. Have a good meet. Next week on The Big Shoe, we're going to have Kiara Cross. The new college admissions coordinator. It means I can go back to school. I've been trying to go back to school for the last 10 years, and I just ain't done it. I got 12 hours credits at ISU, and I keep saying I'm going to go back online and get my degree and use some of my life credits because I've had 99,000 jobs. But I ain't went yet. Okay. See, I need to see, Anthony, I need to see a psychiatrist. So you need to, you know, go. Well, don't wait to go to college. Open your business right now. I'll be your first patient. That man crazy. But thank you coming in. I thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Mr. Van Aster, for coming in and sharing what the band is doing and all you folks out there. Thank you to the parents. Push the magic button for my parents before I get to my clothes. To the parents, the parents, the parents. Huge, huge, huge. Now let's close. To the parents. Tell the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What to give out, what's going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. So, okay, be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And Ryan, don't you be sagging. Robert, don't be sagging. Max, don't be sagging. Pull your pants up, Anthony. Don't be sagging your pants. Don't be sagging. I can't stand sagging. You want me to stop nagging? You stop sagging. I'll stop nagging. But I can't stand sagging pants. Give me a conniption. I just can't stand sagging. I'm sorry. I told you I need help. I need psychiatry help. I need to be on the couch. What's your problem? My problem was I was born. I was born with no money in my pocket. Now I got money. I don't know how to spend it. See, I got problems. I'm sorry, Max. I'm calming down for Mike to push the magic button. The views the views of special schools on this. The views of MC Wayne Township, Bendix High School, Giant 90.9. The views of me and my guests. And next week, I'm looking forward to Mrs. Kiara Cross, the new college admissions coordinator on Giant 90.9 on School Talk. So I'll see you next week on School Talk.